And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Actually, you're quite full of yourselves. That is a good thing.
Good morning.
He's going to push your button. There you are.
Good morning.
It is.
This happened on the way to here this morning. I was walking, I was almost here, and I realized I had my flip-flops on, and I remembered how cold it is. So I said, damn, as in damn ships. But, and then I realized I've been doing that for so long, but it's usually an indication of something that gives me time to change. So it's actually a good thing. I think it's my inner being, like, reminding me you should probably put your boots on. So what is that all about? I notice I'm doing that all the time. I curse, but then I realize it was actually a good indication of something.
Well, we like the direction you're going with this because it speaks to what the theme of this gathering has been in all the days that we have been together so far, and that is that how can you know what you do want without knowing what you don't want? They are part of the same progressive experience. And so we agree with you. We think it's a good thing to stop beating up on yourself about momentarily not being where you think you should be, leaving the personal judgment aside, and just take the direction of the guidance and feel only appreciation for it. Another way of saying it is, it's like feeling satisfied with where I am and eager for more. That's that being in the center of that vortex, satisfied, eager, satisfied, eager, satisfied, eager, that we were talking about. It's interesting how when you focus upon anything, you get more of it. In other words, you had that question in your mind as you decided to come up and tripped as if you had flip-flops on. So really what it's about is nothing wrong with being where you are, wherever it is. That's really the thing. And we like that you said damn as in another damn ship. That's good. Because you're already making the effort to soften your personal attack on self. That's good. Clear enough?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Something more?
Hello, Abraham. It's so good to be here. It's such a pleasure to share with you in such a physical way, so to say. And I was thinking, because I don't know if I heard it or if I read it, but it's an example of Esther and Jerry. And Esther was like fixing her attention on this windshield glue that can be for fixing the windshield. And I don't remember if she bought it or if she had it or something, but thing is that
in preparation, someone, a dear friend, brought her a windshield repair kit, and within half.